Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Thomas. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Demeter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Stigman. And now, play ball. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball four. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from Freehan and he is out, McAuliffe applying the tag. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew who is chasing the ball. Freehan reaches third base with a triple. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freehan scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Demeter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a line drive towards short. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Demeter strikes out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Brown reaches second base with a double. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wirt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Allen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to third. Allison moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva scores. Allison scores. Hall moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up towards third. Word settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Perry now pitching. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0-for-1 in the game. Aguirre hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Demeter hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Brown steals second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison moves to third. Zoilovir Als pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Zoilovir Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vir Als hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison scores. Batty moves to second. It's Tigers, 3, Twins, 3. Frank Castro pinch hits for Jim Perry. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Zoilovir Als now playing shortstop. Al Worthington now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Wirt strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0-for-2 in the game. Aguirre strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew is hit by the pitch. Julio Navarro now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hall. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Hall steals second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. he's got two RBIs. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. It's 5-3, Twins. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for Earl Batty. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verhaals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grant moves to second. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington bunts towards the mound. Navarro fields it and throws to first for the out. Grant moves to third. Verhaals moves to second. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a fly ball towards right. Kaline catches it and throws to home to double up Grant. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Demeter hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.